This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, March 14th, God's word for you today is think big. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 17, verse 20, which says, "Because you are not yet taking God seriously," said Jesus. "The simple truth is that if you have a mere kernel of faith, a poppy seed, say, you will tell this mountain, move, and it will move. There is nothing you wouldn't be able to tackle." God's word is loaded with promises, and God wants us to look for them and build our lives on these promises. When we build our lives on God's promises, our lives become stable. Regardless of the storms, our lives are consistent. Over the next few days, we will be looking at and building on one of such promises. It is the mountain-moving promise Jesus talked about in Matthew 17, verse 20, which says, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Was Jesus lying? Does he really mean that this is possible and that you can move mountains? So how do you move mountains? These questions will be answered over the next few days, and the mountains will move in Jesus' name. Nothing will be impossible for you. We all face mountains. In fact, for the victorious, life moves from mountain to mountain. When you have surmounted, conquered, moved one mountain, you are rejoicing only for you to discover that you need to deal with another mountain. Therefore, this life skills, life tool, life knowledge is so key. Everybody has mountains, things that are too big for you to move, things that when you look at and you look at yourself, you wonder how this is going to happen. We all have mountains. There are only two categories of people who do not have mountains: children and the people in the grave. However, when we look at the things that appear bigger than us, God is saying we should speak to that mountain and it will actually move. So, why are mountains not moving? Why are people not able to move mountains? Why are some mountains standing strong and boisterous regardless of what is thrown at them? God is going to unravel this and empower us to move mountains. We do our best to unpack and simplify things in a way that anyone can relate with it, but the power therein abides. So, how can I move something that is too big for me to move? Jesus tells us two things we must do to move mountains, two things to move the things that are bigger than us. The first thing, if you're going to move mountains, is to think big. I will show you where Jesus says, "Think big," in Matthew 17, verse 20, which says, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." If nothing is impossible for you, what will you attempt for God? I want us to do a simple exercise, if you will. Close your eyes and just think for a moment. Ask yourself, if nothing were impossible with me, what will I attempt for God? If I have no limit in my life, what are the biggest mountains that God can move in my life? What are the things I can see myself doing or getting done if there were no limits? Stay with it. Think and write down what you see. Let us pray. Father, open the eyes of my heart to see as you see. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.